Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hey, Apple Visers, Tyler here, with a quick tip for how to select text on iOS with the rotor. On iOS, you have several options for selecting text. If you have a keyboard, you can use the shift and arrow keys. If you don't, you can use the pinch motion to select and deselect text. Or you can use the three-finger quadruple tap to copy the last phrase to the clipboard that VoiceOver spoke. But there's another way with the text selection rotor. I prefer this method because I think it's easier than the pinch to select motion and more customizable than the three-finger quadruple tap. To get started, you'll need to enable the text selection rotor in VoiceOver settings. You can go to your settings app, general, accessibility, VoiceOver, rotor. But I'm going to speed this up using Siri right now for this demonstration. Open VoiceOver settings. So the Siri volume is a little softer than the volume I have my iPhone set to right now, but if I touch the top left of the screen,
accessibility back button,
and flick one finger, flick right,
VoiceOver heading.
The VoiceOver heading indicates I'm in VoiceOver settings. If I continue flicking right with one finger,
VoiceOver on. VoiceOver, tap once, double tap, swipe three, VoiceOver practice, speaking rate, speaking, speech, verbosity, braille, but audio, but rotor, button.
Rotor, one finger, double tap.
Selected, VoiceOver, back rotor, heading.
And this is a list of all the items that you can have in your rotor.
Selected, characters.
Characters.
Selected, words. Selected, lines.
Words, lines.
Selected, text selection.
Text selection, and it's selected because I have it in my rotor. If it's not selected for you, just do a one-finger double tap. So I'm gonna get out of this, press the home button.
Messages.
And I'm back on the home screen. And to demonstrate this, I'll go into Safari, where I have applevis.com already loaded.
Dock, Safari. Safari, reader, button. Actions available.
And to get to a block of text, I'll turn the rotor to headings.
Characters, words, lines, container, headings, links, headings, main menu, 25 headings. Getting started with your first Welcome to Apple Vis, heading level 1, main landmark.
Welcome to Apple Vis, heading level 1. I'll flick right with one finger.
A community-powered website for blind and low-vision users of Apple's range of Mac computers, the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Apple TV, and Apple Watch.
Okay, so there's a solid block of text there. So I'm going to turn my rotor counterclockwise, because in the order that my rotor is configured, text selection comes before headings, so I'm going to turn it counterclockwise, two fingers.
Containers, text selection.
And if I flick up or down with one finger,
word selection.
Word selection, if I flick up.
Character selection. Select all, character selection.
Character selection, and if I flick up again, that's select all, so there's character selection, flick down with one finger.
Word selection.
Word selection.
Line selection.
Line selection.
Page selection.
Page selection.
Select all.
Select all. And then if you flick back down, it just
character
goes back
selection.
To character selection. So I'm going to go to, I'm on character selection right now, and I'm going to do a one finger flick right.
Cap A, space, selected, C, select, O, M, M, U, N, I, T, Y, selected.
So every time I flick right, it selects a character. But if I want to go by words, I'll just one finger flick down.
Word selection.
And continue flicking right.
Hyphen, selected. Powered, selected, website, selected, four, selected.
And if I wanted to deselect, if I found I went too far, I wanted to deselect the last word, which was four, in my block, I'll just do a one-finger flick left.
Four, unselected.
And so that is my block of text. Now I'm going to turn the rotor to edit.
Lines, words, character, edit.
And in my case, I turned two fingers counterclockwise. And I'm going to flick down to copy.
Look up, share, copy. A community-powered website, copied.
And I did a one-finger double tap, and it copied. So now I'm going to go into the Notes app to paste this. And I already opened, so I'm going to go to my app switcher.
App switcher, Safari, app settings, notes, active. Act notes. Notes, Folders, Back button, Notes, Heading.
Okay, so I'm going to tap near the bottom of the screen to the New Note button.
New Note button. New Note, Dim Note, Text Field, Is Editing, Character Mode, Insertion Point at Start.
Okay, so it's editing.
Cap T.
If I put my finger on the screen, I can tell that the keyboard is displayed. So I'm going to turn to Edit.
Edit, Character, Edit.
And Paste.
Paste.
One finger double tap.
A community-powered website, body, system font, 17-point, dark gray, natural alignment, indentation level 0.
Okay, so a community-powered website has been pasted. So I could use my rotor now to go
characters, words.
Navigate by words, for example.
Website, hyphen, powered, community. Hey, cap, community, hyphen, powered, body, system font, 17.
And if I wanted to select
natural alignment, indentation level 0.
The opposite direction, I'll go to text selection.
Text selection.
And instead of flicking one finger right for word selection, I'll flick one finger left from where I am to select text to the left of me.
Powered, select, community, selected, A, selected.
So now it's a community powered, but selected from a different location. Instead of going to the right, going from right to left, as opposed to last time, left to right. So that's the gist of how to use the text selection rotor in iOS. I find it, like I said, I found it much easier than the other text selection methods on the iPhone. I hope you enjoyed it. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.